So we've been talking here about the sugya and the planet base, whether we're choshish for zilusa de beidina or not. The Gemara first thinks that maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. Gemara in Lamed Aleph and Mebeis quotes a machlokas where the malu lekuhuna al pi eid echod. Can an eid echod be malu lekuhuna, be machzik a person as a kohen, be machshim as a kohen? What does that mean? Can he not be? What's the case? If there are orin, so then he certainly can't do it. If there are not, then he can't do it. So what's the machlokas? Everyone agrees to both halachas. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about a very interesting case. Very complicated case. Right? What's the case? That machzikina le bavua da hai da kohen. There's a chazaka on the father. Mutzak le bavua that he's a kohen. And then nafag le kola, a kol went out that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. That the son is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Meaning the father married a grusha or a chalutza. He married one of the isurei kohuna. So the rule is, if a father marries an isurei kohuna, there's a product of that union. So that individual is a cholo. He's cholo, he's posel a kohuna, he doesn't do avoda, he doesn't dochen. Right, he's not going to eat truma. He's not. He loses kedushas kohuna. Oh, so we have what? We have a chazak of the father. He's a kohen. Then we have a kol. He's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Then eid echad comes and says, no, he's a kohen. The eid echad is against the kol. Vaskine. Right. So when the kol came, achdine, we lowered him. When the eid echad came, vaskine, we raised him up again. Now says the Gemara, beitrei come, two eidim come, and they say he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Ve'achdine. So the two eidim are against the eid echad. So we're going to passel him again, and then a second eid echad comes, and he says that he's a kohen. Right? There are four stages. So let's just get the four stages on the board again, because we're going to be referring to them. Okay, so we have Mosuk Lan. He has a cheskas av. Okay, that's not part of the stages. Right? Cheskas av. Chazaka she'aviv kol. Okay. Then stage one, we have a kol that is the ben grusha ben chalutza. Achdine, posel. Then we have an eid echad that comes and says kohen kasher, maskine. Then we have two eidim. Beis Eidim that say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Pasul Achdine. Then an Eid Echad comes at the end and says that he's a Kohen Kasher. So that's the Shaila, right? The Bialaza says what? Right? We're not going to... We keep him. Right? We keep it down. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, askine. That's the Gemara. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara initially wants to say, well, it's the machlokas whether we're choshish for zilus at the Beidina. Rabbi Elazar says that we're choshish for zilus at the Beidina. So once the two Adam came and said he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, and we were achdine, we're not going to be maskine afterwards. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, we're not afraid of zilus of Eidina. So, maskine. So then even after the two Eidim came and said that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, once the Eid Echad comes and says that he's cautious, he's mitzdak with the other Eid, so we have a tray, so we're going to be machsha. Okay, this is what the Gemara initially wanted to say. Then the Gemara rejected that and said, no, maybe everyone agrees that we're not choshish for zilus of Eidina. The question is whether the two eid echads can be mitzdarif together. This is the Gemara. So it's clear from the Gemara that if we say askine, right, if we're not choshish for zilus of the Beit Dina, then we're going to be machshir. Why are we machshir him? We have a tray. Is he a ben grusha ben chalutza? Is he not? Well, what's the answer? Right, why are we going to be maskine? So what's the simple answer to the question? How can we be maskine if it's a tray? There are two eidim that are saying that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So how can we be maskine? One word. Chazaka. So this is what Tosfos says. Tosfos is the easiest Greek, so let's read Tosfos first. But not maskine only. The uki tray, lebahadi tray, uki gavar, chazaka, the muksuk lon, the aviv kohen. Chazaka is the answer, but which chazaka? Not so simple. Right? So the way Tosus says it over, the Chazaka is the Cheskas Av. Right? Chazaka She'av of Kohen. Before the four stages. Right? Chazaka that the Av is a Kohen. So we go back to that. We have a Trey U'Trey. We go back to the original Chazaka that the father was a Kohen. And that's what we do. Trey U'Trey is a Sofek. We follow Chazaka B'Makom Sofek. Hanhoga B'Alma. So Hanhoga, the Torah tells us what to do B'Makom Sofek. So therefore we can follow the Chazaka of the father. This is how Tosus lives. And this is also how the Rashbam seems to learn in his first Perush. Right? Rashbam in the first Perush. What does he say? The Rabbi Elazar, Sovar, Kevin, Dachtina, etc. This is the other Shita, but it's the Zelbazach. He says, if you're choshesh for Zilus, we're not going to be machshirim. If we wouldn't be choshesh, we would be able to machshirim based on this, but he holds that we're choshesh for Zilus, so we're not going to do it. So what does that mean? How would we be machshirim? So he says, the uki trei lebahadi trei uki gavra chazake de kashrus kamaisa uki gavra chazake de kashrus kamaisa. What's the chazake the maker of the gavra? They have a muslik lambavua the kohen muslik lambavua the kohen who he has a cheska sa'av. There's a kohen, so the son can rely on the cheska sa'av. Welcome trei trei. We're going to follow chazake. Chazake the father works for the son, so therefore we're going to be machshir the child if there's a trei or trei. The Rashbam, the Gamech Shanu Tchila Al Pi Eid Echad Kodem Shabo Orin, the Eid Echad, the first Eid Echad also was Marshehim. We were Marshehim based on that Eidus. So that's another reason, he says. That's another reason to be Marshehim B'Makom Trei U'Trei. Two reasons. First of all, the Cheskas Ha'av, and secondly, the Eid Echad made us be Marshehim. What does that mean? The Eid Echad made us be Marshehim. So the Rashbam actually echoes a similar sentiment, the second pshat later on in the Gemara. Anan maskinan lei, the ikasha trei trei ninu v'amai maskinan lei, v'ha'avi sofik tritz, uki trei lebahadi trei v'ukme achazoke kamaisa de'asku al pi eid rishon, shehoya nemon. So here the Rashbam adds, it's not that the eid echad rishon is just machshehim and that's it. No, he establishes a chazoka. The Eid Echad Rishon establishes a chazaka de meikara that the ben is a kosher. The Eid Rishon is not talking about the father. He's just saying this guy is a kosher, so he can establish a chazaka. He can establish a chazaka. So the Rashbam seems to be saying two pshatim over here. Either b'makom trei trei we're going to follow the chazaka of the father, or b'makom trei trei we're going to follow the chazaka that the Eid Echad Rishon established by being machshehim. Now this approach of the Rashbam, the second approach, is echoed by Rashi. Rashi and Ksubis seems to say like this. Rashi and Chavav Amabez. We saw one Rashi yesterday. Rashi talked about Zilusa the Beidina is only the base pa'amim. So now Anan Maskinon, like Rashi says, V'ikasha trey trey ninu uki trey lebahadi trey. The Eid Echad Rishon is machzik the gavra b'cheskas kohen kosha. So therefore, b'makom trei trei, we have a chazaka. Chazaka of the father? No, a chazaka of this gavra. The Eid Rishon was machzik him as a kosh. These are the two pshatim of the Rashbam. We see Tosfos takes the first approach of the Rashbam, and Rashi and Ksubas takes the second approach of the Rashbam. So let's try to evaluate these different pirushim. So the first pshat in the Rashbam is that we follow chazaka, the makom trei trei, chazaka of the father. Chazaka of the father. That's a big chiddush. Right? The chazaka of the father, the father's a kohen. How does the chazaka of the father affect the son? I mean, it does affect the son somewhat. Right? The father is a kohen, so a kohen begets another kohen. You know, if he has a son, so the son is going to be a kohen, presumably. But that's not really true. It's not like a natural progression that it has to be like that. It's dependent on the actions of the father. If the father married Yisurei Kehuna, if he marries a Zona, Chalola, Grusha, so then the son is a Chalol. So it's not an automatic thing that because the father is a Chazaka, he's a Kohen, the Mela, the son has to have a Chazaka, the son must be a Kohen. That's not true. That's not really true. It's dependent on the actions of the father. So what kind of a strange notion is this, that the Chazaka of the father can help for the son? There's a suffix over here, so the father has a chazaka, but who state that it helps for the son? Who said, where does it say that helps for the son? That's dependent on how the father acted. It's a big chiddush. Reb Shimon Shkop in his Shiurim to Ksubis, he wants to say an interesting pshat. He says maybe the reason why the chazak of the father affects the son, even though the kashrus of the son is dependent on the actions of the father, and if the father married one of the Yisurei Kuhuna, the son will not be a Kohen Kosher. But there is a principle in Torah that bra is kari davur, that the son is viewed like the foot of the father. The son is often viewed as an extension of the father. So Efshe, maybe the pshat is that the chazak of the father doesn't only relate to the son. The son is viewed as a chelik of the father. So the chelik of the father, so the chazak of the father is the chazak of the son. The chazak of the father works for the son because the son is viewed as a chelik of the father. Mamish. Interesting notion, because you got to know where Brok Kari Davua applies. Now, he is Kari Davua in terms of Yerusha, in terms of other things, but here it's a little bit of a chiddush, right? But he's troubled. Reb Shimon is troubled. How does the chazak of the father automatically relate to the son? There's another factor that we have to consider. What did the father do? If the father didn't live up to his potential, if he didn't live like a Kohen, if he marries Yisurei Kohen, so then the son is not going to be a Kohen Kasher. So it doesn't automatically translate to the son. So he says, no, the pshat is that the chazak of the father applies to the son because the son is a chelik of the father. So chazak of the father is the chazak of the son. It's not that the chazak of the father relates to the son, but rather the chazak of the father is the chazak of the son because the son is the chelik of the father. Maybe that's the pshat. It's not so pashut. It's really not so pashut. So maybe, Taka, that's why the Rashbam offered a different pshat. Right? Tosfos only says that the chazaka that we're following, the Makom Sheir Chayyeh, is the chazaka of the father. But it's a chiddush to say that the chazaka of the father really helps the son. So maybe, Taka, that's why the Rashbam adds another pshat. Haladavah, what does the Rashbam need, the second idea? The Eid Rishon is going to be machzik. Is going to be machzik the son as a kohen? What does he need that for? Just say the chazak of the father. I can't. Just leave it. So don't say too much. You say too much, it's too complicated. Right? A number of talmidim came to me and said it yesterday, and they said, "Well, what's this hosaf of the Rashbam? It's not just the hosaf of the Rashbam. He says it again, and Rashi Ksuba says it too. Well, what do you need it for? Just say the chazak of the father helps for the son." The answer is, it's not so partial that the chazak of the father should help for the son, because it's a function of the father, you know, of whether he married Yisurei Kohen or not. It's not so clear the chazak is going to work for him. So what do the Rashbam and Rashi say? The Masha him based on the Eirach HaRishon. The Eirach HaRishon came and he establishes a chazak of the Meikar. It's not such a strange idea. We found precedent to this, that sometimes in Eidacha can establish a chazaka, establishes the status of something. Where did we find that? You remember? Recently. The Rambam. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? The Rambam Yisur. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Right, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin has the famous klal, Ha Isser Atzmo Be'eid Echad Yuchzak. Right, we know that we need Shnei Eidim to give an Onish Malkus, an Onish Nisa. But how do we know that the woman is an Eishas Ish? How do we know that the chaticha is a chaticha schelev to get malchus for that? Right? So the Rambam says that an eid echa can establish the status of a chetza or a gavra. Aye, but it turns out that he's machayev the onesh. No, he's not machayev the onesh. He just establishes the status. And then we have a chazoka now. We have a chazoka that's the status of the gavra or the chetza. Memela, if a maisa aveira is done, and two eidim testify about the maisa aveira, the two eidim are machayev the onesh, not the eid echad. He's just establishing the chazaka. So in a similar way, that's the idea over here. The eid echad rishon is establishing the cheskas kashers of the kohen. He can establish the status of the kohen. So once he establishes the status of the kohen, now we have a suffix, we have a tray. What do? We follow chazaka. Which chazaka? The chazaka that the eid rishon established. Because he has the car to establish a chazak, to establish the status of the gavra, just like he can establish the status of the chetza. That's the chor of the pasha pshat in the second pshat of the Rashbam and Rashi and Ksubis. But this is very difficult. What is difficult about this? What's the Gemara say? If the Eid Rishon is the one establishing the chazaka, so what comes out? Now that you have a tray, you have two pairs. Two pairs of Eidim. One says he's a Ben Grishma Chalutza. The other one says that he's a Ben Kosher. So what are we going to do? We're going to be Machshir. Based on what? Based on the Chazaka that the Eirach HaRishon established. But the Eirach HaRishon is part of the Trey. The rule that we follow Chazaka b'makom shei tre means that if you have a tre, there's a clash between two kitay edim, right? What the emes is, there's a safek. So now we have to use factors, we have to use principles external to the tre to be machriya by the tre to decide which side to go. But here, if the Chazaka is established by the Eid Rishon, and he's part of the tre, so what are you saying? There's a sofek tre, two kitay edim, so now we follow Chazaka. That's like following one side of the tre. That's like following the Eid Rishon as part of the tre. That's not something external. How does that work? It's the chapela. How can you follow Chazaka b'makom tre if the Chazaka was established by the Eid as part of the tre? Pile ply. This is not my kasha. Whose kasha is this? This is the Ramban's kasha in Ksubis, of course. A lot of Bikim and Kedusha Ramban here. Bikim and the Mar Makomis. Maybe you could share one of the Mar Makomis with me. Let me have it. Right? Jumping the gun. Okay. So the Ramban in Ksubas quotes the Rashi and he says, "Velo is chavra l'didi hai svar." I don't think it's right. The kevan dehahi chazaka ba machmas edus shel edim elu harehi ke edus ve'en kan chazaka. If the chazaka comes machmas the edim, chazaka machmas edus. So that's not a chazaka. Chazaka has to be independent of the tre. Otu iosu beitrei v'ami ploni koinu ve'asikni ve'askine, whatever the word is. The osu beitrei achrini v'ami lav koinu the ben gushi bechalutzuhu neima uki gaber becheskas koin. Are we going to say what? B'mokom trei? You have trei who say he's a ben gushi bechalutzuhu. Trei who say that he's a koin. So we're going to say he's a koin. It's a trei. It's a safek. That's what you have over here. The chazak is not independent of the trei. It's part of the treasure, a chelik of the treasure. The chazak is established by the aid who's part of the treasure. So what's going on? It's not independent. Havada kevin lo is chazak elam mipumayo dahanach sadi lav chazaka. It's not a chazaka. It is a chazaka, but it's not independent of the treasure. So how can it be machria in the treasure? Fact around by pilei plo. Very difficult. Very, very difficult kash. So what's the answer? So the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis offers some kind of an answer. He says something. It's not so clear what he's saying. The Divrei Rashi, Ikal Amemer, the Chazaka Davu Avadei Mahane Lei Litztarufa Gabi Desarda. Chazaka Davu Mahane Litztarufa Legabi Desarda, says the Shita Mekubetzes. What's he talking about? Lachora, what the Shita Mekubetzes is saying is that what's the chazaka that's really applying over here? According to Rashi and Sribas, according to the Rashidam, which chazaka are we talking about, Yaakov? The chazaka of the father. Not a chazaka that the Eid Rishon established. That's not the real chazaka. The real chazaka is the cheskas av. But what's the problem with going with the cheskas av? We had a kol against it in stage one. The kol spoke up against the Cheskas Ha'av. The kol, to put it differently, the kol made a reyesa in Cheskas Ha'av. So once there's a reyesa in Cheskas Ha'av, I can't follow that chazaka. So after Shita Mekubetzes comes the Eid Rishon, and he goes against the kol. He says that the kohen is a kasher. What does the Eid Achad Rishon do? What he does is he takes away the reyesa. Either he's mevatel the kol completely, or he doesn't have to be mevatel the kol. Loshon Shita Mekubetzes is not that he's mevatel the kol, but rather that the Eid Achad Rishon does what? He's mitzaref with the cheskas hakohen. Right? There is a kol, and the kol can say what it wants to say. The kol certainly is megareya in the cheskas ha'av, but the Eid Achad Rishon now can be mitzaref. The edus of the Eid Achad Rishon is mitzaref with the cheskas hakohen, and it strengthens the cheskas hakohen. It reinvigorates the Cheskas HaKohen so that it has, it's strong once again. It was weakened by the kol. The aid strengthens the Cheskas HaKohen so that now we can follow the Cheskas HaKohen. The Cheskas Av, I should say. It strengthens the Cheskas Av so we can follow the Cheskas Av. But Mokom Trei. And that's external to the Trei Atrei. The Cheskas Av is external to the Trei Atrei. The problem was it was weakened by the coal. The eight comes and it weakens the coal, if you will, right? Or it's mitzareif. It's either mevatel the coal or it's mitzareif to the Cheskas Kohen. It reinvigorates the Cheskas Kohen of the Father. Now the Cheskas Av is really what's going to carry the day. So b'makom Trei Atrei, according to Rashi and Ksubas, according to the Rashban, what's the chazaka that we're following over here? B'makom Trei Atrei, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, it's not the Eid Echad Rishon who is machshir who established the chazaka. No, he just is mitzayir for the Cheskas Av. It's really the Cheskas Av that we're following, according to this Pratt Shita Mekubetzes. Now the advantage of this Pratt Shita Mekubetzes is it now explains why the Rashban needs both elements. Right? The Rashban mentions both. He says, first of all, this Cheskas Av, and the Eid Rishon was Machshir Legavu. What do you need that for? The Cheskas Av is enough. No, the whole problem is that since there's a coal, the Cheskas Av was weakened. There's a Reis in the Cheskas Av, so the Eid Echad Rishon has to come and bring back the strength of the Cheskas Av. So you need both together. It's a tag team. It's not two independent Svaras. It's really, they're working together to strengthen the Cheskas Av, and it's the Cheskas Av that's really the Chazaka that we're following in Malkum Trei Atrei. Okay, that could be the Pshat Lefi the Shita Mekubetzes. This is one possibility. Questions? Yeah, Moody.
Is there no idea of that row of Kohanim are Kshir, or anything that is relevant over here, to rely on a row as opposed to the Kol Kohanim?
Why is row of Kohanim Kshir? Well, what does that mean?
Meaning, we have a Chazaka that the father is a Kohen, so why should we assume that the son is not a Kohen unless there's reason to assume otherwise?
But is that a rove? There's a rove that rove kohanim akasha. What does that mean? Rove kohanim shem happen to be shem, but rove people that we think are kohanim akshem. What does that mean? I'm not sure what the rove means.
Well, if you know the father's a kohen, then you know the son's a kohen as well.
So so you're saying rove people who are kohanim, their sons are a kohen as well.
Meaning all, but I think the assumption is meaning. Why should we assume?
What do you mean by that? I mean, what's that rove based on?
Why should we assume that they're not shem unless there's reason to assume that?
Why do you assume? Yeah, but why is that? I'm trying to get to something. I'm not trying to chat with you. I'm sorry? Ruba de Isakaman. So Ruba de Isakaman. You're saying we gather up all the we're not gathering up all the kohanim in the world. Right? Ruba de Isakaman means we have everything in front of us. We have the chatichas in front of us. Right? Yeah, but that's not what Morty's saying. And Morty is saying something. I'm sure he realizes what he's saying. He does, but it's like a subconscious. Why is it that rove people that we think are Kohanim are Taka Kasha? What do they have? Yonah?
Rove that their father won't marry Rusha.
What's that called? Rove of what? Cheskas Kashrus, right? Cheskas Kashrus. That's what you're saying, Woody, right?
That makes sense.
Okay. I knew it. So that's an interesting idea. Someone says that. Who says that? That's the Ritzvah. He doesn't use the word Cheskas Kashrus, but that's really what he's alluding to. Okay, before we get there, let's just get the question. There sort of was another hand up. See another hand? Okay. Hamza Rikvani says, I have a simple pshat. He also mentions the Rashi, but he doesn't like it. He says, I have a simple pshat. What's the pshat? Zof the Ritzvah. Let's see. What does the Ritzvah say? He also goes back to the Cheskas Av, right? Not the Chazaka that the Eid Rishon established. Cheskas Av Hase Uvechiha Dinhu Demahani Cheskas Av. It makes sense that the Cheskas Av should work. Aye, but it's just part of the Trei Atrei. No. Ki Chazaka Hu Delo Hava Ova Venosiv Delehevi Beno Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. There's a chazaka that the father would not marry a zona or a chalola, right? He wouldn't marry one of the yisurei kuna, a grusha. He wouldn't marry a grusha or a chalutza. This is not a chazaka to make kara. This is a cheskas kashrus. I shouldn't say it's not a chazaka to make kara. It's a chazaka to make kara that's established through a rov, right? It's a chazaka de asya meruba, as some of the mefarshim use in other contexts. There is a chazaka to make kara that's established. Yeah. this Kohen, the son, has a chazaka that he's a Kohen Kosher. But where did that chazaka come from? It came from a rov. It came from a rov that the father has a cheskas kashas. Mustama, he wouldn't have married a woman that he's not allowed to marry. He wouldn't have married one of the Yisrael Kuna. So that cheskas kashas gives the son a chazaka, the Mecca of Israel. It gives him a status of kashas. Gives him a status of kashas. That's not part of the tray. The tray is a clash between two groups of Eidim that are saying, he's a Kohen, he's not a Kohen. He's a Kohen Kasher, he's not a Kohen Kasher. That's what they're saying. The Chazaka de Meikara is based on a Cheskas Kasher. The Eidim are not testifying about the Cheskas Kasher of the father. I know, it seems like everything is saying the same thing. Is he Kasher, is he not Kasher? But they're saying it from different vantage points. The Eidim are just saying, he's Kasher. He didn't marry Ben Gusha Ben. He didn't marry Gusha Bachalutza. Right? He's not a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. The Chazaka is saying the father has a cheskas kashrus, that the rov is that the father didn't do anything wrong. The edus is whether he did something wrong, but the rov is something different. It's external to the trey. So because it's external to the trey, we can follow Chazaka in this case. Right? We're following the Chazaka de Meikara that's established based on the cheskas kashrus of the father. But because that's external to the tray, we could be machria based on that chazaka de meikar. Zach.
Didn't we say in the ra'ah that you don't follow kind of
So that's why I was tightrope walking over here. Tap dancing? I don't know if I was tap dancing. Pour it over. The ra'ah was talking about whether we're machria b'makom tray based on a rove. It's not just rov over here. The rov is generating something. It generates a chazaka. No. We use the word chazaka, but there was no chazaka to make kar. It's chazaka that ain't ha eidim chos ben al ashtar elokei nasa gadol, nasa begadol. That means that there's a rov that this shtar is kosher, period. Right? This is a chazaka to make kar established based on a rov. Okay, you know what? Tim Siloma, you want to say? The Ritva could follow. No, the Ritva could follow the Ra'ah. He's against the Shev Shmaitza, but he follows the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah assumes that you can be Machriya in a Tre based on Rov, right? The Ritva and the Ra'ah, is one of the Ritva's Rebbeim, if I remember correctly, right? So it's not so Shver. The Talmud follows the Rebbe. Not so bad. It's a good thing when a Talmud follows a Rebbe. Question.
Based on this ritual, why did Rav Shimon and Shkop need to come up with this pshat?
He's saying pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is not learning like the ritual.
I thought we were asking why the Rashbam, how can we go after the Chesed Avosah, and how that helps the Ben, if we don't know the meaning of where the father could have married someone. So based on this ritual, the question's answered. It's much simpler.
I don't think the Ritva is trying to explain Rashi. I think he's giving his own pshat. He quotes the Ri. Right, so he's not trying to explain them. He's saying I have a different pshat. The Pshimin is trying to explain Rashi, Rashbam and Rashi. I don't think the Ritva is explaining the Rashbam and Rashi. He's saying his own. It's another mahalach as to how we can be machriya. The Mokum Treyotre, because he says that whatever you're being machriya based on is external. What is that? Cheskas kashrus of the phone?
I don't understand the shita. If the
kol
is making a reya salat in the chazaka, now the edecha strengthens. That chazaka.
It's mitzarif to the chazaka and it strengthens it, yeah.
So how can we look at the chazaka independently? The aid that's being is part of the tributary that's now being bottled.
You say well, Morty. But there's a big difference if the aid is establishing the chazaka, a new chazaka on the ben, and we're not going based on the old. Meaning, if all he's doing is he's resurrecting a previous chazaka, so then what he's really doing is, we had a chazaka. The kol was what got us into trouble. So the aid takes away the power of the kol. So we leave it as if the kol is not strong enough to do anything. So we follow the original chazaka.
It's a questionable person that's doing that. Remember, the edim hachashim, they're not allowed to testify in the same case. I hear.
You're right. It's a good hell. I'm not sure what the answer is. That's a good tash. It's a good tash. You hear?
Is it possible the kol does not make a reis in the chazaka? It just... puts it a question, but the chazaka is still there, so it's not really the aid that's strengthening it. The aid just gets rid of the of the of the kol.
It doesn't. The kol doesn't do anything. I mean, the kol forced us to pass all the guys. Obviously, the kol accomplished not something.
Right.
The lashon of the Rishpam, the kol just creates a suffix that maybe we're going to look into it.
A suffix that we're going to look into it. Uh-huh. It's not really. Not really a pasulus. It's not getting rid of the. But what happens? The aid now comes and takes away that suffix, but then your kasha is a good kasha, right? It's part of the trade of trade. The lashon of the sheet of the is that it's mitzaris. There's a tziruf. You see, the problem is you can't go based on a chazaka. You can't be machriya based on a chazaka. Makom trade trade unless the chazaka is external. So the problem is if the aid is the one who's creating the whole chazaka, so then it's not external. Once the chazaka is external, it's the chazaka of the father. The aid can be involved in being machshir that chazaka, but it's not completely within the trei trei. There's something external to the trei trei. So we can be machriya based on that chazaka. That's l'chor what the sheet is saying. So
this sheet explains like that, then wouldn't the same original question come up that Rosh Hashanah is trying to answer?
What do you mean?
I mean, Rosh Hashanah is trying to answer for the first pshat, for the first pshat of Rashba. Now the second pshat, now it's second. That's why we have to give the eight Rishon pshat. So now that we say now it's back to the chazaka, being the main thing, then when the question of the what's it called, of the father marrying maybe an iser kuna apply again?
No, but the aid strengthened the chazaka.
Yeah,
the aid is saying that he's question.
It's
even
still
though
coming from the chazaka, like the chazaka is the main point. The aid is just being inside.
The aid is not really testifying about the father. The aid is saying kohen kasher, that as far as he knows, he's a kohen kasher. So you're talking about the father. Talking about the father, he's really just working on the kol. What's the difference? He's talking about the son, or talking about the father. The son's whole kashrus is based on the father, so he's saying something about the father.
Right.
Saying something about the father. Yeah, but it's not just the chazak of the father. The chazak of the father is a principle that's standing by itself. Here, there is an aid that's strengthening that chazaka. So somehow it works, that works to strengthen the chazaka. And that's what makes it better. Right? If we're just living based on the chazaka, so the chazaka doesn't really say everything because the father's actions play a role. But once you have an edus that's strengthening the chazaka, so somehow that adds to the chazaka and makes it work differently. It makes it work differently. One more, Daniel, that's one.
Why did we bring that ritva? What was that answering?
The Rishu was trying to figure out what chazaka we're using to be machriya b'makom b'trei etrei. Right? If the chazaka is just the chazaka that the eight echad established, so then it's part of the trei etrei. So he says, no, it's the cheskas ha'av. How is it the cheskas ha'av? How does the cheskas ha'av help? He says it's a cheskas kashrus. So the cheskas kashrus can be machriya b'makom b'trei etrei. Okay, this is stage one of the gemara, the first chelek. But we're not finished. It's still a problem. We're trying to figure out again how are we going to be machriya b'makom trei etrei. We have to be machriya. We have to determine that the child is going to be kosher and have some kind of principle that's going to be able to be machriya b'makom trei etrei. So we're trying to work on being machriya based on chazaka. Right? What's the chazaka? How's the chazaka working? Is it cheska sa'av? Is it the chazaka of the ben based on the edus? That's step one. Yeah, but the problem is that if you look at the whole case, it seems very strange that we should be machshir the son based on chazaka. Right? All the Rishonim are saying, there's a tray or tray, right? When all the dust settles, there's a tray or tray. So we should be mafsha based on chazaka, it's just a fechoshish for zilusa to beidina, so then we're not going to. But why? Why? Chazaka is not the only factor here in this case. What's the other factor?
Kol.
Kol's here too. Don't forget kol. Right? Kol is also over here. So, okay, I can understand that kol might beat out chazaka. That kol is stronger than chazaka. So, the mokom, chazaka, the kol, somehow is stronger, makes a reyes or whatever. And then the aid comes and, you know, takes away the kol, takes the strength out of kol, right? It goes against the kol. Fine. But now you have a tray. So once you have a tray, you're trying to be machriya. So you look back. Basically, we're looking back to what happened before the tray. So what happened before the treacher is not just the chazak of the father, the kol is also something that happened before the treacher. Okay, so it was mitla toli the kol, we didn't know it was weakened and then it was stretched. But if you say the aid is mevatel the kol, he destroys the kol and the kol doesn't exist, okay, so then there's nothing to talk about, the kol is not going to be machriya. But that's a big chiddush. The lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes is not that the eid is mevatel the kol. It's that the eid echad is mitstarif with the cheskas kohen. There is a kol, but the eid echad is mitstarif to the cheskas kohen, and it strengthens the cheskas af. Right? It strengthens the cheskas af. But it's not like the kol doesn't exist anymore. So if the kol does exist, so why should we be machriya only like the chazaka? Maybe we should be machriya like the kol. Why shouldn't we be machriya like the kol? And I'll strengthen the kasha. When we only had a chazak and a kol, what did we say? Did we say the chazak wins? No, we said the kol wins. Kol is odiv me chazak. So kol is odiv me chazak. And now, when all the dust settles, if all of the edus settles, it's a tray. So if you're trying to figure out whether you should be machriya based on a kol or based on chazaka, I'd say be machriya based on the kol. The kol is odiv me chazaka. The haraya, in the beginning, the kol won out when there was the conflict between chazak and kol. So why now? There's also a conflict between chazak and kol. I have a suffix. I have a tray of tray. So why do all of the Rishonim say, oh, if you have a tray of tray, be machriya based on chazak? No, I want to be machriya based on kol. Kol is adav me chazak. Kol is adav me chazak. So comes the Shita Mekubetzes and quotes the Rosh. The Rosh wants to say, no, I can't say kol is adav me chazak. I can't say that. Where's the Shita? I haven't seen the sheep in a while. Where's the sheep? Where's the sheep? Vim tomar hechi maskinan leuki trei lebahadi trei v'ika chazaka v'kol v'kol posile kasher pasalnu oso metchila. The kol was strong enough to parcel him in the beginning. I chazaka, we didn't care about chazaka. The kol was stronger than chazaka. So the kol was stronger than chazaka in the beginning. Let it be stronger now, but makom trei trei as well. Yesh lomar meikara kodem shabo eden pasilna layal yidei akol l'vishlo yadano mipiyotza akol. Why did we allow the kol to be stronger than chazaka? That's because we didn't know where the kol was coming from. It's a rumor. A rumor. He's a ben grusha ben chalutza, he's a kohen posel, he's a chol. So there, the kol was stronger than chazak. It was odiv me chazak. Avol kevin shabo edim upaslu igloi milsa shem otziu akol kevin shabat leidusa misbatol gam akol. Dr. Rush, initially we didn't know where the kol came from. So if you have a conflict between chazak and kol, avada we're going to take kol over chazak. Avada will take kol over chazak. Chazak is just the status quo. But the rule of Chazaka de Meikara is that we follow status quo until there's some reason to assume that we don't follow status quo anymore. So kol is one such reason. There's a rumor that's against the Chazaka. We can't follow Chazaka. If it's a suffix, that's one thing. We don't know where to go. But if we have a kol, we can't follow Chazaka, so the kol taka wins out. But once you have Shnei Eidim that pasal, so it's clear that it's the Shnei Eidim who emotes the kol in the beginning. If that's the case, then when you have the tray of tray, we can't be machriya based on kol, because nachamo, the same problem. The kol is not external to the tray of tray anymore. The kol is part of the tray of tray. It's the eidim that were most of the kol. So if the eidim that were most of the kol, then the kol is not going to be able to be machriya, but makom tray of tray. Here's the rush. The chap. It is true that kol is odiv mechazaka, but once we have two eidim upasel, we feel like, oh, the two Adam were mostly the coal. So then it turns out you can't be machriya based on the coal because the coal is part of the tray. It's not independent of the tray because the coal was generated by the Adam who are part of the tray. This is the Rosh's answer. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, no, I have a lumdish answer. Rabbeinu Yonah Mamish has a lumdish. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Let's see this Rabbeinu Yonah slowly. This is a gold one. Rabbeinu Yonah. And Yonah says, as well. Min hadin roi lach shiro, dugi tre lebadi tre vugi gava b'cheskes avosa. Ve'afal gav di'ika kola de misayei elahani de pasli lei. U'metchila hava chayshinan lakola. Same kasha. Right? We have a kol. And initially, we followed kol. We passed them based on the kol. Mitchila v'chashin on the kol afagavika chazaka dav haselach shira. The kol was other mechazaka mitchila. Afilu achi b'makom sheish edim shemach shirin also ena kol mesayeya lefoslo. The Ben Yonah says yes, kol is other mechazaka, but not b'makom trei trei. Hello, it's a chap. He's not saying that the kol was generated by the edim. No, kol is other mechazaka by itself. But not b'makom trei trei. B'makom trei trei, b'makom edim that a machshir, kol can't be mesayeya to pasal. V'lo odiv mishnei edim, v'lo odiv mishnei edim. The ilu, I'm not sure it's supposed to be ki ilu. The ilu yavo shnayim acherim l'sayeya elu hashnayim apostim oso afilu ochi machshirim oso. What's he saying? What's that line? Two words, yes. Yeah, two words. Trekemeya. Trekemeya. Excellent. Delayed reaction over there. Right? Trekemeya. If two Adam would come, if you have a Trey, then we add another two Adam onto the Trey. Is that going to be Machriya? Is that going to be Machriya? Dr. Avinu Yonah, Kol is like another pair of Adam. Kol is like another pair of Adam. The Trey Kameo, Meir Katrey. Trey Kameo, Meir Katrey. Goes both ways, an equation. But Rabbi Yonah says, Aval Chazok, Avadim, Messiahs, La'edus, Aval B'Shein, Shnei Edom Acherim, Messiahim, Lahem, Mo'ilim, Klub. She'en Koach Chazoka, Mitoras Edus. Rabbi Yonah says, Chazoka is Machriya, B'Makom Trey Trey, because Chazoka is not like Edom. Chazoka is not like Edom, so it'll be able to be Machriya, B'Makom Trey Trey. Kol can't be Machriya, B'Makom Trey Trey. Kol is odif mechazaka by itself. But b'makom trei trei, it's not going to win because it's no different than another pair of edim. It's like a trei kameya. Just like we're not going to say trei kameya, we're not going to throw more edim onto one side and say that could be machriya. So to kol is not going to be any different than edim. What's Rabbi Yonah saying? What's this chiluk? Kol is odif mechazaka by itself, but yet when it comes to trei trei, it's not going to be odif. It doesn't make any sense. Right? If it's stronger, it's stronger. What does it matter what the context is? No, context is everything here. What's he saying? Kol is odif mechazaka. Can you give me another example where something else beats out chazaka? Something else beats out chazaka by itself? Eidim can beat out chazaka, that's true. But I want something less than Eidim. Yosef. Rove, exactly. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. Remember? Kiddushin daf pei? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. Ruba the lesser come on against Chazaka. Right, you got an Isa, right? The Tinuk is Nimtza, Botzek Biyodo, there's an Isa, we want to figure out, is the Isa Tmei, is it Torah? The Isa is Becheska's Tara. But Rov Tinokos Metapchin Ba'ashba, most Tinokos, touch the Nevelis, they play with the Nevelis in the dirt, that's the toy, that made it big, Thanksgiving and those times. So the rove is against the chazaka, so we pass in ruba chazaka, ruba odif. So we assume that the child is tame and he can be matame. The isa, right? Ruba chazaka, ruba odif. How does that work? What? Rove is a principle, chazaka is a principle. Why should I say one over the other? Well, it depends what they're all based on. What is rove? Rove is a bira. Rove is a bira, and chazaka is what? Hanhaga. Hanhaga means b'makom safek. If you don't have any independent factor, any mechanism to determine what the truth of the case is, so then you can follow chazaka. But a bira tells us everything. A bira tells us the truth. So b'makom bira chazaka kamad alesa. The chazaka is meaningless. So when rov and chazaka go up against each other, hanhog against the bira is going to win. The rov is going to win. But Ben Yonah is basically saying kol is a bira too. It's like a rov. It's not rov. It's different, but it's also a bira. So kol against chazak, of course the kol is going to win. It's like ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif, kol v'chazaka, kol odif. That's if it's by itself. But the strength of kol is its weakness, b'mokom trei trei. It's all about context. If rov and chazaka go up by themselves, then rov beats out chazaka. If kol goes up against chazaka by themselves, then kol beats out chazaka, because kol is a beer. But b'mokom trei trei, what do we need? B'makom trei trei, we need something to be machriya between these two Biruim, there are two Eidim, two sets of two Eidim. They're both the Birur. Trey Kameya, you can have all the Birurim in the world. I need something to be Machriya. I need something to say different. To say, right, a different factor. I need a Chazaka, Hanhoga. I need a Chazaka to be Machriya. Chazaka's weak, but yeah, its weakness is its strength over here. Because here I need something that's not a Birur to be Machriya. Because a beer is not going to do me any good. I have all the birurim in the world. It's not going to do me any good. I need something different than a beer. So chazaka can be machriya. Chazaka ben Yona, coal is like a beer. So by itself, it's stronger than a chazaka. But v'lako tre, it can't be mevara. It can't be mevara. Just like we found that what? That maybe Rove shouldn't be able to be mevara either. The Shmaitza against Ra'ah, against Zach's Ra'ah. Now it becomes Zach's Ra'ah. And we also found not only will Rove not be Machriyah Magon Cheyache, but something else also might not be Machriyah Magon Cheyache. What's that?
Migu,
exactly. You look troubled. It's so beautiful. Relax. Right? The Magon Cheyache, what happens over here? What can be Machriyah? Chazaka? Yes. Right? I mean, if you hold Tre Sveika Durabonon, so on the Daraisa level, Chazaka is going to be Machriya. If you hold it to Sveika Daraisa, as we'll see, that means Benatar, we treat it like a suffix, so we're not going to follow Chazaka for some reason. But that's not the regular, right? The simple pshat is that the Mokom Chazaka will follow the Chazaka. But Migu, Rov, Kol, right? Migu. Interestingly enough, Tosfos, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, B'Shem, who? Says no, we're not going to be Machriya Tre B'Makom Nigu. Right, who said that? Tosfos, second day, B'Shem the Ri. Right? Rove, the Ra'ah in Subas, says it can be Machriya. The Shev Shmaitza says no. He says, don't rely on me, it's Tosfos, it's not my fault. It's Rove Rishonim, the Ra'ah is not the Rove. And Kol, the Ra'ah is not the Rove, even though he's talking about Rove, right? I get it. And Kol, Rabbeinu Yonah, Lam Bezim and Aleph, can't be Machriya, but Malcolm Trey or Trey. Why? The Tzad HaShoveh is these are all Birurim. A Birur is not going to be Machriya, but Malcolm Trey or Trey.
Yeah, just to clarify, I was wondering where Rebbe brought this from, that Rebbeinu Yonah was distinguishing between Bira and Hanhaga. I mean, within,
you didn't see that in the words? They're not in the words. But between the lines in my covets, I saw that. Can you see that in your covets? You gotta buy a new one. You gotta go to this farm store next year. I'm reading into what he says. It beferish. He says Trey Kameya doesn't work, right? He says and Kol is like Trey Kameya. Well, what do those words mean? They should jump out at you at this point, no? What is I mean, what's he saying? Just tell me. What does Trey Kameya mean? Poshepshai, what does Trey Kameya mean? It means 100 Eidim is no more than 2 Eidim because that's the biggest Birur. So more Birurim are not going to help you. That's what Trey Kameya means. So what does he say? He says Kol is, if you throw a coal onto Trey Atrei, that's like throwing more Edom onto Trey Atrei. And that's why coal can't be Machriya, but Chazaka can. What does that mean? I'm just translating his words. I don't think I'm really saying such a chiddush here. What do you think the pshat is? If you don't have a pshat, I think you should go with this pshat. I think this is really partial. I'm not even saying a chiddush here. I think I'm really just translating the words. I think so. Daniel.
Is it possible that it's not that the coal is being mevar, they're trying to be machriya the tray itself, but the nahaga is actually the one being, you're acting within the chazaka to the nahaga, and then in that nahaga, now the coal is playing a factor. And the coal
playing plays, a factor? The coal is against that.
The coal goes against, after kind of, it's kind of after like the chazaka already did the work for the coal. I mean, the coal can't be mevar, it can't be machriya because it's a beer. Therefore, the chazaka kind of does the work for it, and then the beer comes and the coal comes.
That's too fancy. I don't think you need that. I like to think simple. Sometimes simple is fancy, but but you can't be too fancy. I'm not sure. The kol is helping the chazaka. They're not. In the end, when the dust settles, they're not helping each other. They're working in different directions. The question is, which one wins? So that's Rabbi Yonah's chiddush, that they're saying, examine what they are. Kol is not the same as a chazaka. If you throw a kol on the tray, that's like a tray kamea. That's not going to work. The chazaka is different, and because it's different, it can be machir. Yeah.
We're saying kol, we don't know where it's coming from. How is it a beer? What is it being mivar for us? It's not clarifying anything for us.
Sure.
So yeah, the gemara is machir because of the kol.
We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where it's coming from. You're saying it could be coming from these two Adam. So if it's coming from these two Adam, how can it be a machria, right?
Is there a rumor?
Okay, so if it comes from these two Adam, it can't be machria anyway. That's the rush. Rabbi Yonah, though, is not saying that. He's saying, even if we can assume, afilu naniach, that the coal is something extra. There are two Adam, the pasal, and there's also a coal. That maybe was not generated by two Adam. It still can't be machria. That's what he's saying. Saying it still can't, it can't be machria and trey, even if you assume it's not being generated by the Adam. Because it's still only a beer. And an extra beer is not going to be machir, but not going to trade.
So if kol is a beer, then why can eid echad, which is also a beer, trump it?
It's a tray of trade. We have a tray of trade in the end. We have two eidim against two eidim. We have 36 against 36. It's not going to... Once you have a tray of trade, you need something different to be machir. Different. Hadhoga.
You're about before that stage. The eid echad came...
I'm not before that stage. I'm after that stage. I'm after the point that we have a tray of trace. So now we reevaluate all of the factors that we have. The factors that are sitting around on the table. Right? We have to reevaluate. We have coal here. We have chazaka. So we have to figure out which factors are we going to take into account. And we're in traffic over here. Right? Which factors we're going to take into account to try to be machria? Rabbi Yonah says, forget about coal. It's not going to be trade kameh anyway. You're not going to accomplish anything. Not going to accomplish anything. You need a chazak. Okay. Let's move on to the beginning of the next sugya, because it's going to relate to the Rashi that we discussed previously. And that is that Tosfos asks a kasha. The hemshech of Tosfos. I gave you the first line, but now there's a hemshech of Tosfos. That from our Gemara, it seems like will be machriya b'makom trey based on a chazaka. But yet, from the Gemara and Kiddushin, it sounds like Chazaka is not going to work to be Machir B'Makom Sheyetra. That's a major kasha that the Rishonim is. Till now, the two questions that we've dealt with today are questions in this local sugya, right? Playing out the issues in local sugya, how are we going to be Machriya B'Makom Sheyetra in our sugya? And why should we be Machriya like the Chazaka B'Makom Sheyetra? There's also a kol. This is all local. But come to Rishonim and say, but you got to know Kiddushin too. And once you know Kedusha, then the sugyas, the parallel sugyas, are not working with, they're not parallel, they're conflicting with each other. That's the problem. So what does Tosfos say? The Tema, the Amina Beperek, Ha'omer Bekedushin, Gabayane HaMelech, Vayvukash V'lo Nimsa. What in the world is going on? Okay, so we're not going to read the Gemara inside, but I'll tell it to you outside. Okay, there's a Machlokas Abayin Rovin Kedushin. What's the din? Ishto Zinsa Be'ed Echad Mahu. We know there's a rule that ein dover she'be'er pachas mishtan, right? Ein dover she'be'er pachas mishtan. Now, what does that mean? What does that tell me? What are classical cases of a dover she'be'er? Tell me. Help me. What are classical cases of a dover she'be'er? There are two. Kiddushin and gerushin, right? We need two eidim to establish kiddushin, not to be mevar. We need two eidim b'shas kiddushin. If the kiddushin were done not in front of two eidim, the kiddushin aren't chal. Right? If the gerushin is not done with two eidim signed on the get, it's not chal. Okay, ein dover she'be'er pachas mishtan. So there's a machlokas abayin rava. What's the din of sota labayla? Right, to testify that a woman was mizana. It's not getting the kiddushin, but it is like an eishes ish dika inyan. So that's the machlokas. Abaye says that ishto zinsa be'eid echad nema. The eid echad is nema to say that the woman was mizana. And Rava says, no, he's not nema to say that the woman was mizana. Even for znus, to establish that the woman was mizana, you need two eidim. That's Rava. That's Rava. And that's the way we pass him. It's not one of the alkagams. We pass him like Rava, that the eidus of sota to aser on the baal is considered davar she'be'erva, and it needs two eidim. Right? For those who've learned Gittin, Tosfos and Gittin, on the base mentions this. right? That Eidus, that Davar Sheva'erva, right? The Gemara and Gittin on that based on this. Next year, Mitzvah Shem. Ein Davar Sheva'erva Pachas Mishnayim, so Talmud says, what is that? That's Eidus of Gerushin and Kiddushin. Uznus Lesser Ishal Bayu. That's from the Gemara and Kiddushin on that, some of them. Who comes to Gemara and says, Abaye is this big chiddush, the Eidachar is Neman, well, what's his mocha? So he tells a whole story. That Yanai HaMelech, the Chachamim were against him. They weren't so happy with him. He was the son of a Kohen. Who married a woman who was Nishbes. Right? Yanai's mother was Nishbes. She was taken into captivity. And the father married her. And she gave birth to Yanai. So Yanai was a Kohen, and he became very powerful. He became a Melech too. So the Chachamim said, Yanai, you keep Malchus. Leave out Kahuna. Now, what do they have against them, right? They're having something against him. So the Gemara assumes that they said he's a cholol, he's not a kohen kosher. So don't get involved with kahuna. You can't be a kohen. You could be a melech, but you can't be a kohen since you're a kohen cholol. And he was very annoyed with them. And it says that they checked into it and they couldn't find that he really was a apostle. And then he was so annoyed with them that he actually killed the chachamim out. A terrible story, really a terrible story. That part of the story I left out from the Makaris. So the Gemara, after the back and forth, the Gemara says, "Hechi dami, what's going on?" That vayivuka shadava velo nimtza. That they looked into Yanai, and they found out they couldn't find something. They couldn't find. What does it mean they couldn't find? So Rashi says, "Velo nimtza, hechi dami." Vayivuka shadava velo nimtza. Demashva sheachziku becheskas kashus. They couldn't find that he was pasul, so they said, you know, he's kosher. There's a chazaka now. Yanai must be kosher because we can't find a reason to pasul him, so he's really going to be kosher. So what was the discussion? What was the issue? Hechidam. So says the Gemara. Ilema the betray ami ishtaboy, you betray ami lo ishtaboy. The suffix was the mother taken into captivity or not? If she was taken into captivity, so the assumption is that she's nivala to the shabai. The shabai is going to rape her. So once she's nivala to him, right? If she's nivala to a guy, so then she becomes a zona. She has a shame zona, not a zona, a colloquial zona, but a halachic zona, nivala to a apostle. So she's psula to a kohen midin zona. So if the kohen marries her, then the kids are going to be halalim. So the Gemara asks, what's the case? What, there was a tray, to say that ishtaboy, to say that she wasn't ishtaboy. They thought that she was ishtaboy. They thought she was taken into captivity. It turns out it was a different woman. It wasn't her. So says the Gemara, if it's a tray of tray, my chazit is samcha sahani, smocha hani, why should you rely on these, rely on those? What does that mean? Why do you rely on the ones that say lo ishtaboy? Gemara says, vayivuka shadova v'lo nimtza, they couldn't find the reason to pasel. They said he's becheskas kasher. So frak the Gemara, if it's a tray of tray, why rely on the ones that say she wasn't ishtaboy and he's kasher? Rely on the others that say that ishtaboy and she should be pasul. Why do you rely on these two? Rely on the other two. Dacha trey trey. So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says, according to Abaye, we're talking about the Eid Echad, and Eid Echad testified, and that was the problem, right? The problem was the Eid Echad, the time of the Kamakhe Shilei Beitrei. Oh, there was an Eid Echad that said Ishtaboy, and there were two Eidim that said Lo Ishtaboy, so that's why they didn't find a reason to pasul him. But if there weren't two Eidim that said Lo Ishtaboy, the Eid Echad would be enough to Aser, like whom? Abaye. That's Abaye's Raya. So Rabbi deflects the Raya. Fine. What's the Gemara saying? If there's a tray of tray, if there's tray that says ishtaboy and tray say lo ishtaboy, so why do you say that he's a kosher? Let's say that he's a apostle. Why do we rely on the two eidim that say that lo ishtaboy and he's kosher? Why don't you rely on the two eidim that say ishtaboy and he should be apostle? So fret Rashi over here in Kiddushin. It's not common that Rashi has a kasher, but he has a kasher over here. But my chaz de samka sahani smoke ahani you should apostle him? This is a tray or tray. B'makom tray or tray. Let's follow Chazaka. Why does the Gemara assume that if there were tray or tray, then Ipaka should be posel? Why should he be posel? He should be kosher. If there's a tray or tray, so follow Chazaka, and he should be kosher. Which Chazaka? Who's Who's chazaka? The chazaka of the mother. Right? Yanai's mother was becheskas kashrus. You have a suffix whether she became a shvuya or not. If she's a shvuya, there would be a problem. If she's not a shvuya, then there would be a problem. So follow chazaka. She has a cheskas kashrus. So what's the problem over here? That's Rashi's kashin kedushin. Yes. No, but here there's only a suffix, so maybe he just didn't know. Maybe he didn't know. It's different if he marries a Grusha, he knows that she's a Grusha. Here the whole thing was a suffix to the difference. They didn't even know.
Yeah, but so maybe you wouldn't marry someone who has a suffix of Grusha.
But it seems like Yanai didn't even realize what the issue was. There was some kind of something. Maybe this whole trait surfaced after the father married the woman. So at the time when he married, it doesn't it didn't impinge on his cheskas kashrus. That's Rashi's kash. It's not only Rashi's kasha; it's the kasha of all the Rishon. That's Tosfos' kasha by us too. The Tema Damina Beperka Omer Bekidushin Gabayane Amela Veivugash Velo Nimsa Heiri Dami Ileim the Treyami Ishtaboi Treyami Lo Ishtaboi Treyu Treyin Inu Maichozu the Samchazani Smogani. Frek Tosfos. The Amai lo nimtza. So why do we say lo nimtza? So they couldn't find a reason to be machshir him. The hashda Micah parech adir rabbi islam the memor uki treb adi treb uki gavra achazoke uki yane acheskas imo the lo ishtaboy says Tosfos. This is a trey or trey, just like our sugya. Trey or trey, you follow chazaka. So there too, trey or trey. Let's follow the chazaka of the mother. Yanai's mother was becheskas kashas before the suffix shvuya, so she's becheskas kashas. So then Yanai Hamela should be kasha. He should be kasha. That's Tosfos's kasha. That's the kasha of all the Rishon. Kasha of all the Rishon. Comes Rashi in Kedushin and he says what? What does Rashi say? Tosfos quotes him. What does Rashi say? No, the chazaka of the mother is not going to help over here. The iamaruki trei lebadi trei ruki itzach aches kasa hani mili ihavoi ihi kamon by sabal lebezdin leatira. Avu benoze hanidon ein lo cheskas chazaka the kashus shari meidim atchilas leidoso bepsul. Rashi says no. Says if the mother were coming here, the mother were coming before Nenu, so then obviously she'd have a chazaka and she would be a ksheira. But she's not the one that we're judging. We're judging the son. The son doesn't have a chazaka. The mother has a chazaka. The chazaka of the mother is not going to work for the son. That's Rashi's answer. The chazaka of the mother can't work for the son. The mother's not coming. The son is here. So the chazaka is not going to work. So Frek Tosfos, what's Rashi talking about? In our sugya, the chazaka of the father works for the son. So in Yanai, the chazaka of the mother should work for the mother. Should work for the son. What is going on? The Gemara... Rashi asks, why over there by Yanai do we not say Uki Trei Labadi Trei and let's follow the Chazaka of the mother? So Rashi answers, no, the Chazaka of the mother works for the mother, but it doesn't work for the son. But in our sugya, the Chazaka of the father, that the father is a kohen, well, it does work for the son. So what's going on? What's Rashi saying? He didn't know the Gemara by us? It's a Pella Otsum. A Pella Otsum. So think about it. What Chazaka are we following over here in our Gemara? What Chazaka? So if you follow, if you understand Rashi and Ksubas Kipshuto, that the Chazaka here is what? Generated by whom? If you follow Rashi and Ksubas, that the Chazaka is the Chazaka that the Eda Chorishon generated. It's not the Chazaka of the father. So then it has nothing to do with Kedusha. There we're talking about the Chazaka of the mother working for the son. Here we're not talking about the Chazaka of the father working for the son. Right here, there's an Eda Echad who establishes that the son is Becheskas Kasha. Totally different case. What's the problem with that? That if you understand Rashi and Ksubas like the Shita B'Kubet says, what Chazak are we really working with? The Chazak of the father. That's Mitzarif with the Eda. The Eda is Mitzarif with the Chazak of the father. It's really Chazak of the father. Right? So if you take Rashi, Kipshuto, and Ksubas, then Ataka is no kasha. If you use the Shita B'Kubetzes, then there really is a kasha. So what's the only answer? If you follow the Shita B'Kubetzes, what's the only answer? What Chazaka over here are we talking about? The Ritva? What Chazaka are we talking about? Cheskas Kashas of the father. We're talking about cheskas kashrus of the father, then it has nothing to do with kedushin. Right? In the case in kedushin, we're not talking about the cheskas kashrus of the mother. We're talking about the chazaka demeikar that the mother was not a shvuya, right? The chazaka demeikar that she's ksheira lekahuna. We're not talking about cheskas kashrus. Cheskas kashrus is not going to help you. If you have a suffix ishtaboy, you can't say cheskas kashrus, right? Because she could be a ksheira from today till tomorrow, but if she becomes a shvuya, then she's going to be psula. So there we're definitely talking about a chazaka demeikar of the mother. According to the Ritva, if our sugya is talking about a cheskas kashrus of the father, so then maybe there's some kind of a working pshat, that there's a difference between our sugya and the sugya in kedushin. The only difficulty is that we have to say that within Rashi. The Ritva is not saying that within Rashi, he's giving a pshat from the Ri. But this is a problem. This is a kasha. The Rashi seems to say that in the case of Yanai, the chazak of the mother is not going to work for Yanai, and yet you see from our Gemara, the chazak of the father seems to work for the son. So that relates to part of what we discussed. What chazakah really is there? What chazakah are we working with? Is it the chazakah that the Eid Rishon established, or really is it a chazakah of the father? And even if it is a chazakah of the father, what kind of chazakah is that? Is that a chazakah of the Meikara, or is that a cheskas kashrus of the father? This is one kasha that Tosi has against Rashi. Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we'll talk about the other kasha, which is a more lumdish kasha, and we'll try to develop the sugya a little bit further.